up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, here we go again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time polka music. Well, some waltzes and whatnot thrown in there, too. Just for the fun of it, of course. And we do it every week right here on wherever it is you happen to be listening. So glad to have you along for another show. Got another stack of records to work our way throughout the show today. So hang on. Even have a request in there for this week. In fact, going to go back to 1947 for that. So stand by for that coming up a little bit later on in the show. Other than that, bunch of records to play, including a handful that have never been even near the turntable in about 30 years around here. So we got that all coming up. Let's get it started this morning. The Blondie Polka with Dave Potvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra. There you go. That is Dave Potvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra. They spell crystal with an H in it. C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Crystal Airs Orchestra. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Nothing but great old-time records for you right through the hour like we do each and every week. Glad to have you along with us. I got a couple of wife-themed songs for you now. So a special little segment here for the married folks out there. We'll start with this one from Brass with Class and the My Wife is Always Drunk Polka.
With my wife is done. Mm-hmm. gonna do with my white guitar.
The High Brass with class. I don't know, their wife would think about that if it's all that classy. My wife is always drunk polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, I told you we kind of set up a theme here for the next two songs. That was the My Wife is Always Drunk polka. And now we go to the My Wife, She is Happy polka, hailing from down around New Ulm, Minnesota, actually. It's the Elmer Scheid and the band. And here we are, My Wife, She is Happy. If she's happy because she's always drunk, I really don't know. Scheid and his band there. My Wife is Always Happy polka. I'm not sure there's any connection with the previous record, My Wife is Always Drunk polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time and very diversified radio show. I did promise you we do have a request coming up of the show in a little bit here. I actually had a request for an Arthur Godfrey record, of all things, and had to go down to the basement and dig that one out, but we got it coming up here in just a couple of tunes, so stand by for that. You know, when we do the show, we always like to try to include at least one waltz every week. And I have stumbled upon one just now, and I thought maybe it would be a good time to just drop it in here so that I know for sure that this week we did get a waltz into the show. Joe Resitar and his Imperials and the Broken Heart Waltz.
Sad and blue, but now you found another and left me sad and blue. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking. You got me pining for only you. someone new.
Out there, let's break it up now, huh? For a second, I felt I was back at the roller rink. I don't know why. I was thinking I should get out the hokey pokey. They used to play the roller skating version of the hokey pokey at the rink. You put your right skate in, you put your right skate out. Remember that? Of course you don't. But I do have that record someplace. Not a polka though, so I don't think we'll ever play it. We could though. It's a dance. Maybe next week. We'll see what we can do about that. All right, now let's see how things have gone here today. We've had my wife is always drunk. My wife, she is happy. Then we had the broken-hearted waltz there, which, you know, is a sad romantic thing. And now let's perk it up a little bit. Kind of a weird one, Lil Wally, except normally you have Lil Wally with the Lucky Harmony Boys, but this time it's Lil Wally and the Polka Sharps and My Polish Girlfriend.
I've got a Polish girlfriend. She looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. Girlfriend, she looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. We'll be right back.
you have it, little Wally and the Polka Sharps, my Polish girlfriend here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And while I was playing that, I had a great idea. Wouldn't it be cool to follow that up with Patty Shemileski singing I've Got a Polish Boyfriend? It only seemed logical, but did you think there was any chance that I could find the Shemileski record before the Little Wally record was over? No, there's no, I can't look through that many records that fast. But I tried. I really did try. And if I could still find it before the show is over this week, I will play the boyfriend-girlfriend version of that song, too, before the show is over. But let's just roll some Frankie Yankovic. When in doubt, play a Frankie Yankovic record. That's a new the new policy here. Here's the Polcatello Polka.
I just came back south from North Dakota, where they taught the polka to me. So play the happy polka, tell a polka, play it polka, tell a style. When they play the polka, tell a polka, everybody wears a happy smile. No matter if they're five or if they're 50,
just seems like the Polcatello Polka would be such a logical name for the song if you're from Polcatello, you know? And it's not Polcatello, like P-O-L-K-A, all right? We have a request coming up after I tell you about a World of Accordions museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, because believe it or not, we're getting into spring. Even though we've had like a couple of days ago, it was like 60 degrees around here. Sun was shining. It was gorgeous this morning. 17 snowing and wind gusting to 30. What is going on? Mother Nature is messing with us, but it'll be traveling season. And if you find yourself in the upper Midwest and anywhere near Superior, Wisconsin, you know, the Duluth, Minnesota area up there, heading up the north shore of Lake Superior, you might want to just put the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center on your agenda. Because we've been talking about it now for a while. It's just groovy. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. All sorts of memorabilia. All sorts of history and information. And about the musicians and the instruments and the history and the ethnic origins and all that. And we're getting into the nice weather now. They get into May here, and they have a very busy events schedule. They always have things going on. They have ethnic evenings. They have jam sessions. They have educational things. They have, don't forget, too, about their accordion repair and technician school. It's like the only one in the country. And go to their website. AccordionWorld.org, which I know is the old website. They have a brand new one, but when you go to the old one that I always remember, there's a link there that says, hey, click here and go to the new website. How about that for you, huh? So do that. Check it out and check the event schedule and see if there's something you would like to attend. And we'll get further into the events and stuff here as things get closer on the radio show here. But check it out. Very cool. It's a World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center, Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin, accordionworld.org. And when you get there, follow the link to their new website. They have the events calendar posted posted a lot of stuff there. Check it out. All right, got an email, got a request last week, and we do like to play a request. I've mentioned that before. So if there's a band or a particular song you'd like to see, if we can track it down for you. I say we, like there's more than me doing this show, you know. And especially if you get it to me early in the week, because then I can find it by the time I do the show that's coming up for the next week. You know what I mean? Because I don't know when the station that you're listening to this happens to be broadcasting the program, and you need a little lead time if you want me to find this stuff. But now this record is one that we would normally hear by Frankie Yankovic here on the Polka Show. When you tune into the Oompa Hour, you would expect to hear usually Frankie Yankovic doing this, but it's actually a song written by Arthur Godfrey. You remember the old Redhead did a radio show and all that, and it's a terribly politically incorrect song, and you know that here in the Oompa Hour, we could care less about being politically correct. And this is from 1947, and I'm telling you, this is coming off of a 78 that is in very nice condition, and I got a little magic box with a bunch of filters and stuff that make them sound mighty darn good. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and I know that most of you are going to be singing along with anyway. Here's Arthur Godfrey, and yeah, you know what it is already, don't you? Here's that Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jum jum jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me.
She prance up a hill.
No, 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 no.
Can she dance a quadrille?
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in your coop?
By herself, she's a group.
Could she possibly sit upon your knee?
No, no, no.
We don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
And she's too fat for me.
But she's just right for me.
We don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
Yeah, she's too fat, much too fat.
But she's just right for me, she's so charming, and she's so winning.
But it's alarming when she goes in swimming.
We don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
But she's just right for me, so I sure want her, you can't have her, she's just right for me.
But she's too fat.
But she's not too fat, she's just right for me.
She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more. Some, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, much too fat, she's too fat for me. Hey!
There you go, Arthur Godfrey, by request here on the Oompa Hour, and a terribly politically incorrect song, but an old Columbia 78 there from 1947, and She's Too Fat for Me. Of course, Frankie Yankovic did that, called it the She's Too Fat Polka, but still, the beat was the same. You certainly could polka to that, so I decided it was completely legitimate to play. So there. All right, let's try this one, shall we? How about a little The Polish Kid? And you know why he calls himself The Polish Kid? Because his last name is unpronounceable to anybody that looks at the actual letters of his last name. But anyway, here's the Let Me Call You Sweetheart Polka.
Let me call you sweetheart. sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight each day, then I know tomorrow brings me joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Like glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight in each day, then I know tomorrow brings new joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
Polish kid there, the Let Me Call You Sweetheart Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And if you're one of those people who just turned on your radio or your internet stream or whatever it is that you happen to be listening to right now, and you came on in the middle of one of these songs, you're like, what the heck is that? I could hear some of you saying that. This is the Oompa Hour. It's an hour of great old-time music. You know, polkas and waltzes and schottisches and what have you, mostly featuring things like accordions and banjos and tubas. So, that is what you have stumbled upon here as you're listening, and I invite you to stay with us and join us again next week, because we always have a lot of fun here on the Oompa Hour, and I am determined to find Patty Shimoleski singing My Polish Boyfriend, because we already played Lil Wally doing My Polish Girlfriend. I am flipping through records like a maniac here, trying to find it before we run out of time this week. And you know what I've learned so far? This is April, right? We're into the first week in April, and I have not put the Christmas records away yet. I'm like, oh, geez, here's all the Christmas records. So clearly I have a little bit of work to do. Now, if you're from Minnesota, or you've been to Minnesota, you know anything about Minnesota, you probably have a little bit of Grain Belt beer flowing through your bloodstream, even if you've never drank a beer in your life, because it's just one of those things. It's part of the culture around here in Minnesota. And I have the Merle Petrick Orchestra. This is the Grain Belt Polka. Ah, there you go. Grain Belt Polka, the Merle Petrick Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I would just like to proclaim victory. Sure, it took me 15 minutes, but I found Patty Shimoleski singing My Polish Boyfriend, and that'll balance out the My Polish Girlfriend that we played a few songs ago by Lil Wally, so stand by, that's coming up. Just want to remind you now, if you'd like to make a request here on the Oompa Hour, you ask a question about a band or just want to say hi or harass me in general, you can do that via email. It's just Oompa Hour, just one word all smashed together, oompahour@aol.com. All right? And, I'll read your emails. I'll actually reply if you want me to. Or even if you don't, I might reply. You never know. Also, we are on Facebook. It's Tim's Oompa Hour on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And there will be, you might even see a picture of me sitting here in the studio doing a show. So there you go. All right, let's play this because I really hustled like crazy to find it before the show was over. I still had like 20 minutes or so to look for it. So I did pretty good. Maybe I'll put some of the Christmas records away while we're listening to this. Here's Patty Shimoleski. She was like 9 years old when she made this record. And by the way, now she's a full genuine grown up and a member of the Shimoleski musical family, the musical dynasty. Florian is what now, like celebrating, what, 70 years of playing accordion? Must be, I think. That seems right to me. But if you're one of those Facebookers, look her up. Look up the Shimoleskis and Patty Shimoleski and friend them on Facebook, because she's always got the latest old-time news, and they're always on tour somewhere, and she's doing something with her dad and the family and playing music, and it's just cool. But anyway, this is back when she was just a little kid. Here's Patty doing My Polish Boyfriend.
I got a Polish boyfriend. He looks a lot like you. I love my Polish boyfriend. I know that he'll be true. I want to call him sweetheart. He wants to take my hand. He won't be long now, my Polish boyfriend. Our name will be the same. He won't be long now, my Polish boyfriend. Our name will be the same. I got a Polish boyfriend, handsome with eyes all blue. He plays a concertina, he dances polka too. Me and my Polish sweetheart, you know.
Patty Shimoleski and My Polish Boyfriend. She was just a little kid when they made that record, and I don't want to tell you how old that record is, because that wouldn't be polite, but she's still singing now, and she's still singing on key, so you can't play that record and not smile, I'm telling you. And as long as we're pulling out the weird ones, I stumbled upon this one here, like 3 minutes ago, and I remember the last time I played this one, probably 40 years ago. I have Marv Masterman and the Oakdale Dutchman. And the record says it's Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, a song that we all know. And then in parentheses after that, it says it's a novelty song. So I think we need to give it a spin here on the Oompa Hour. Marv Masterman, the Oakdale Dutchman, here we go with Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me.
Thank you.
There you have it, Marv Masterman and the Oakdale Dutchman. It says, "Ma, he's making eyes at me." That was clearly a guy singing, "She's making eyes at me." But why change the title of the song? I don't know, is it just me, or does it seem like the fun quotient of this week's edition of the show just seems to be a little off the scale, if you know what I mean, huh? Does it not just seem that it's a little extra fun this week? I think so, anyway. Maybe it's because it stopped snowing and the sun came out up here. I don't know. But let's press on, as they say, and roll some more great old-time music. Here's the Sound Express. This is the Army Polka.
They say that in the army the coffee's mighty fine, looks like muddy water and tastes like turpentine. They say that in the army the pay is mighty fine. They give you 100 and take back 99. They say that in the army the chicken's mighty fine. One jumped off the table and started marking time. They say that in the army the girls are mighty fine. You ask for Lizzie Taylor and they give you Frankenstein. Army, the bunks are mighty fine. The bugs got to my buddies, and now he sleeps in mine. They say that in the army, the Polish food is fine. One day they made pierogi, and it killed a friend of mine. They say that in the army, the sergeants are so kind. But every time one comes around, he kicks in my behind. He says that in the army, the pants are mighty fine. Inspection made me nervous, and I'm still drying mine.
I'm telling you people that the fun factor of today's show on a scale of 1 to 10 is officially an 11, all right? This, I don't know, it just seems to be extra special fun. So I hope you're having a blast here on the Oompa Hour, and I have the Happy Louie Orchestra now, and I expect you to follow the instructions of the title of the song. Here's the sing-along medley polka.
Спокали там под Яворем. prawie cała i trzymała chusteczkę, nie babrą, chusteczkę, nie babrą. Obiecała i trzymała chusteczkę, nie babrą, chusteczkę, nie babrą. Mamiła, odprowadź mnie, odprowadź mnie pod las, ja ciebie jeszcze raz i tam się rozjedziemy. Odprowadź mnie pod las, ja ciebie jeszcze raz i tam się rozjedziemy. Jakiem do wojska rukował, jakiem do wojska rukował, szablę do boku pasował, szablę do boku pasował. Jakiem do wojska rukował, szablę do boku pasował, szablę do boku pasował. Szabla przy boku świeci się, szabla przy boku świeci się, moja najmilejsza smuci się, moja najmilejsza smuci się. Szabla przy boku świeci się, moja najmilejsza smuci się, moja najmilejsza smuci się.
Aha, Happy Louie Orchestra! A little show-off drumming at the end there, the sing-along medley polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Spinning old-time records here like we do every week. And if you just joined us or it's your first time listening in or whatever, we actually do. We play genuine phonograph records and nothing but here on the Oompa Hour. Now, I grabbed this record. It's an old Dot 45. Remember the Dot record label? Six Fat Dutchman head records. Most of them were RCA or Dot. And I grabbed this one. I thought it said Jumpin' Jack Flash found it for a second. Which, of course, would be a rock and roll record by the Rolling Stones. And I thought, wow, that'd be funny if the Six Fat Dutchman did Jumpin' Jack Flash as a polka. And actually, Weird Al Yankovic did do a polka medley of Rolling Stones songs, but I'm not playing that. Maybe next week. We'll see. But so this is actually the Jumpin' Jack polka, and I don't know that you're required to do jumping jacks during this polka, but here are the Six Fat Dutchman.
Thank you.
is your Six Fat Dutchman there and the Jumpin' Jack Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and we get together every week and just spin old-time records. And you know, now we talked about this earlier in the show, and I wasn't going to do it, and I thought maybe next week. And then when we had that sing-along medley playing there a little bit ago with Happy Louie, I had a little time to run down to the basement, and I told you, and I expect everybody to dance this one, because everybody can, even if you have absolutely no rhythmic or dancing ability whatsoever. You can do this one. So I'm giving you a little time here for everybody to get up out of their chairs and off the couch and out of the recliner and make a circle there in the middle of the living room or the dining room or the kitchen or wherever you have some room. You do not have to have your roller skates on to do this. I do not know that this technically counts as an old-time record, but the record's like 50 years old, so it's plenty old. And everybody, like, was Ray Anthony had the big hit with the Hokey Pokey, but they made a special version of it for the roller skating rinks back in the day, and I have actually done the Hokey Pokey on roller skates many times in my life, and I'm sure that you don't have your roller skates on right now, but I told you the fun factor of this show is off the chart this week, and what the heck. Now, this record is really scratchy because we actually use this one at the roller rink, and it's been played a million bazillion times, but why not? All right, let's just see if you can't do that Hokey Pokey like you used to do here. All right, just do it. Do it. I want to see you doing it.
Right skate.
You put your right skate in. You put your right skate out. You put your right skate in and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left skate.
You put your left skate in. You put your left skate out. You put your left skate in and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right arm.
You put your right arm in, you put your right arm out, you put your right arm in, and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left arm.
You put your left arm in, you put your left arm out, you put your left arm in, and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right elbow.
You put your right elbow in, you put your right elbow out, you put your right elbow in, and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left elbow.
You put your left elbow in, you put your left elbow out, you put your left elbow in, and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Head.
You put your head in, you put your head out, you put your head in and you shake it all about.
Right hip.
You put your right hip in, you put your right hip out, you put your right hip in and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all.
Left hip.
You put your left hip in, you put your left hip out, you put your left hip in, and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Whole self.
You put your whole self in, you put your whole self out, you put your whole self in, and you shake it all about.
Side.
You put your backside in, you put your backside out, you put your backside in and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Hokey Pokey.
You do the whole Hokey Pokey. The whole Hokey Pokey. You do the whole Hokey Pokey. That's what it's all about.
Oh, man. Were you doing it? Were you doing it? If you were doing it, I want you to email me at oompahour@aol.com and tell me you were doing the hokey pokey to that. I should play the real version, not the skate version, because I have a much nicer record of the real version, but that just... That was so ridiculous. And I have a great big stack of... they used to make special records for the roller rink that, you know, they had, you know, your waltz and your march and your two-step and your foxtrot, and it were all on the record, and it told how many beats per minute they were and everything, so you could play the records. And I've got boxes full of them. And I just, it's like flashbacks to the good old days. Anyway, let's wrap it up with a polka. That's what I think we ought to do here. How about Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra? And let's just get out of here today with the Cuban polka. Find myself a Desi Arnaz record. I always want to play Babaloo. Every time I play the Cuban polka, it reminds me of Babaloo by Desi Arnaz. Maybe next week. Probably not. Yeah. We're in all kinds of trouble. Fun factor on a scale of 1 to 10, an 11 for this week's Oompa Hour, don't you think?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumbauer, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, a world of accordions museum. And we'll be back to do it all over again next week, so crank up the record players and get ready to dance. We'll do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!